Delaney and Austin introduced themselves to each other, since Dominic and I were too busy glaring at each other to do it.
"Get you something?"
the bartender asked, interrupting awkward hour. They ordered, and then Dominic took the freaking stool right freaking next to mine and pulled it out for Delaney. She even smelled good. The bar was busy. If Dominic Russo hadn't wedged himself in between me and his date, I would have been thinking about the tips the bartender was making. Instead, I was thinking about my boss's hand resting on the back of my stool, his leg pressing into my knee. It was blindingly unfair that a man who didn't want to want me could get me in a sexual lather just by standing next to me. It had to be the cheese. I seriously needed to cut back. Everything Dom did felt like foreplay. Austin picked up the thread of the history of the greatest tragedy of all time with his proposal at their college graduation. I tried to focus, but when Dom picked up his drink, he kept his other hand on the back of my chair like he was claiming it, claiming me. The lightning feeling was back, only now it felt like the bolt was heading straight for me, and when it struck me, my head was going to explode. I didn't understand what this feeling was. All I knew was that I didn't have the time to explore it or the will to survive it. I wanted his hand there. I wanted him crowding me. I wanted those blue eyes locked on mine and those firm, stern lips moving against my ear as he told me he wanted to take me home. I wanted to breathe. "Would you excuse me for a minute?" I asked, cutting off Austin mid-opine.
Sure.
He blinked his way out of his walk down memory lane. I slid off my stool and had to press my entire body against Dominic's side to get out. I didn't bother apologizing, just made a beeline for the restroom. It was down a long hall, and at the end of it, just past the ladies' room, was an alcove that led to an emergency exit. I'd made a logical claim that I was capable of controlling myself around the man, that we could be friendly, not flirty, and yet here I was, trembling with sexual frustration in a bathroom hallway, while the man I couldn't stop thinking about was on a date with the most beautiful human being in the entire universe. What the hell was wrong with me? Did I really just need to get laid? Would that uncoil this tightness in me? Would a few orgasms render me immune to him?
"Are you okay?"
I jumped and turned. Dominic was staring at me like he couldn't decide whether to chop me into pieces or pull my hair and French kiss me.